Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Hear it from the doctor with expert guests from the American Academy of Pediatrics. It's Healthy Children. Now, our favorite mom, Melanie Cole, MS.
How much time do you spend watching television? You know, what you do, and we talk about this so often, as a role model, whether you're texting while you're driving, talking on your cell phone while you're driving, you know, not paying attention, spending too much time watching TV, any of these kinds of things your children see, and they do what we do. And while we'd love to say, do as I say, not as I do, that's a little bit harder to say to our children when it comes to TV watching. My guest is Dr. Amy Bleakley. She's a senior research scientist in the Health Communication Group at the Annenberg Public Policy Center. Welcome to the show, Dr. Bleakley. Tell us a little bit about TV watching, parents' habits, and what is it doing to our children?
Well, we just published a study that showed parents, on average in our sample, taken from parents all across the country, watch about 4 hours of TV on an average day. And so we looked at how parents' time might affect how much time their child spends with TV, and we found there is a very strong relationship between those two.
Okay, so, you know, I mean, we have our shows we like to watch, and me, I've decided that I only watch TV when I'm on the treadmill now. So if my kids are going to see me role modeling, they're going to see me exercising and not just sitting on the couch. But I am watching TV.
Yes, you are. And that's okay. I mean, TV, you know, a lot of us use it for entertainment. It's used, you know, it's families as a way for them to bond and spend time together. The problem comes in when kids spend a lot of time in front of the TV. So it's really excessive television viewing that's associated with a lot of different, you know, potential problems for kids, like overweight and poor school performance and that kind of thing. So if you were watching TV in your free time or just sitting watching TV all the time, not just when you were on your treadmill, your kids are going to learn from that, and that's maybe what they're going to want to do when they have free time or how they're going to want to spend their time.
Well, Dr. Bleakley, for years, you know, we've been hearing now about screen time. The American Academy of Pediatrics recommends less than 2 hours of total screen time, including, you know, Facebook, social media, eye touches, all of these things, computers for our kids, unless it's homework. And back in the 50s, parents were telling their kids not to watch so much TV. So why is this now different or new? I mean, are we seeing more television viewing by parents and that's affecting kids or what?
Well, I'm not sure if the television viewing by parents is any different than it was 50 years ago, say. But I think that people are more concerned now because of all the different media that are available to kids. So it's not just that they might be watching TV. They might be on their computers. They might be playing video games. They have their iPads. And so taking a look at the big picture and zeroing in on maybe what we can do to reduce that amount of time, because as we look at it and study it, as I was saying, it is associated with potential problems in excess.
Well, I mean, obviously we've seen an increase in obesity. It's an epidemic in our children and really in our society. And so television viewing is pretty much of a sedentary sport. You know, it's not exactly something. And now people look at Wii and all these things where you can do fitness videos.
Right.
You can do all these things. But watching television shows is pretty much just what it's been for 50 years.
Well, I think one thing this study didn't get at, but we've looked at in other areas, is the point that the content is really important. Television does have educational and pro-social content, which is designed to help children learn about the world and get along better with their peers, and that type of content has been truly beneficial. The AAP recommendations actually recommend 2 hours or less of non-educational screen time. So they want to limit the screen time that is just has to do with, that doesn't have that beneficial content. So it's not just being sedentary, it's also about what they're watching.
And we've also heard over the years that the AAP and most pediatricians would say that no TV in your child's bedroom, But now with the advent, Dr. Blakely, of computers for school, kids have laptops in their bedroom, and they can sit there and watch their TV shows right there on their laptop.
It's true. That is a challenge for parents. And, you know, there are different kind of rules that parents can instate and hopefully successfully enforce. But we have found a lot of research in the past, and a lot of recommendations have focused on limiting access. So having rules about limiting the time your child spends, or removing that television from the bedroom, having one main family TV. But I think what we've shown here is that even in light of all those recommendations, and even if you do all those things, it's really what you're doing as the parent that has a strong influence on the kid as well.
Well, and I think that's true with so much of what we do as parents, whether it's, as I said at the beginning, texting while driving, any of these things that parents might do themselves and our children are going to see us do.
Yes, I think that's definitely true. Parents have enormous influence. They're essentially role models, and sometimes it's easy to forget that. If it were only as easy to take the television out of the bedroom, that would be great for everyone.
Well, and I think it's okay, as you say, for education, that's great. Sitting as a family to watch, you know, a good movie, or I love to show my kids the classics, you know, and some Marx Brothers movies. And I think that that is selective. And more, you know, it's even, it can be a very positive family time together.
Yes, that's true. A lot of times, you know, we talked about co-viewing in our study. Co-viewing is suggested as a way for parents to watch television with their children while also monitoring what they're watching and being there to explain what their children might be seeing. We find that co-viewing, however, increases the amount of time that both parents and kids spend watching television. So when you're looking at time overall, which is associated with these poor outcomes, you just have to be careful. But it does have a place in the family dynamic. It's all a balancing act. It's just a matter of moderation, as with so many things.
Well, and I think the more time kids spend watching TV besides Dr. Blakely, those ads, and even on the good kids channels and the educational channels, the ads are enough to make you want to turn the TV off for your kids. Because, I mean, my kids have just started realizing that the toys and the things they see advertised are not really all that they're cracked up to be.
Yes, that's true. There have been studies that have focused on food and beverage marketing to children and those really affecting kids' food preferences. That's not addressed in this research, but that is an issue, the advertising as well as the content of the program.
Well, it certainly is, and I think that as parents, we do need to role model. In the last minute or so that we have just a little bit over a minute, please wrap up this study for us and tell us a little bit about, you know, what you did and how it influences our children and what parents can do to change it.
Well, I think with parents who are concerned about the amount of time their kids might be spending with TV and other media should really just try and be aware of their own use, how television and media plays a role in their family, and how that changes to their habits might have a ripple effect on those of their children if they are concerned. Again, maybe they are happy with the amount of time that their kids spend and that the role it plays in their family, and then it's not a problem. But I think what our study showed when we interviewed parents of kids 17 and younger, that across all ages, the parents' media time, television time, is extremely influential in their kids' media time, and it does contribute to increased television time. So the more television a parent watches, the more television their child is going to watch. And just being aware of those relationships, I think, is the first step.
That's what's so important, I think, is this being aware of it, that if you are out there, parents, if you're a couch potato, if you sit there and watch, you know, all your TV at night, your kids are going to do the same. And we need to get our kids up and active, and better yet, go outside, walk after dinner with your kids, play Frisbee, get out and show them what really great activity can be. This is Melanie Cole for Radio MD. Stay well.